thought Tony Riccadello was there. If he holds on to that position, he may well have the lead here. The West Aussie racing with so much speed. It is.
The curve of he's hit the wall.
See that he blasts straight round the outside of the Audis.
Riccadello. This is exactly what we saw Caruso do yesterday, but it's got away from Riccadello.
G'day everybody, Ran here. Sports Sedan TV, Sports Sedan Podcast, Sports Sedan, Sports Sedan, Sports Sedan, Sports Sedan, brum, brum, brum. So, I know some of you are waiting for podcasts, and trying to get content in the world of Sports Sedans is quite difficult. So, I suppose what I want to go over today is just quickly run through who's racing next weekend. We have National Sports Sedans in Tasmania, we have Victorian Sports Sedans at Winton, and we have the 2-litre Sports Sedans at Calder. So lots of Sports Sedan content coming up. At this stage, I should be at Calder helping my dad race in TT, ironically. But I might try and catch up with some of the 2-litre guys. Because at this stage, I'm not going to be getting across to the National Sports Sedans in Tassie. Without going too much into it, I need a sponsor. We need a sponsor to cover the media in National Sports Sedans. So if you want me to get to the next 3 or 4 rounds, obviously one round is still not announced, you know, we need a sponsor. So, and not $20, you know, it's obviously you got to get there, you got to have accommodation, you know, you're doing 2, 3, 4 days of work, equipment, and then editing afterwards. So it's not $5, I'm afraid. It's not $100,000 either, but it's a decent amount of money. So if there is a sponsor that wants to get on board, obviously we'll spruik you up, you get your name on there. I've been told it's even tax deductible. I don't know if that's true, actually. Then maybe that's with the GoFundMe. Anyway, enough about me, because this is not about me, even though my stupid head's here. I'm the only one that wants to do this. So, Sports Sedans. Let's start with the Nationals. They are the big dogs. I don't give a shit what anyone says. They're the ones that we all aspire to be or wish we could be. And that's the premier part of our class, of our category. So, let's check out who's running. Now, obviously, the first thing we should touch on again, because some people have not watched the earlier podcasts or seen all the posts have been putting up, so maybe they'll see this one. But Tony Riccadello and John Goulet with Jordan, obviously, in the Audi, are not going to be at round one. They are both waiting on engine parts. Tony has a lot going on with his family. John's building a second car, so they've got a lot going on. Really sucks they're not going to be there, but they're not. So moving on, let's go through the list in order that it's posted up on the list that Pete Ingram sent me. So we've got the latest list. So Steve Tomasi obviously is running in the Holden Calibra. Should be very, very fast. Ben Purtell from Tassie is running in a Nissan 180SX. Matthew Ingram is running in a Mazda RX-8. From New South Wales, Graham Gillian from Victoria in a Mazda RX-7. Ryan Humphrey is making the big trek across from Perth. Usually it's Tony doing that, but this time it's Ryan in the Ford Falcon with a Chev because he just likes to upset people. I saw it on a Ford page, Ford V8s only. That's pretty funny. It's got a bloody Chev in it, boys. Not that that makes it bad. It makes it rad. Who gives a shit? Pete Ingram from New South Wales in a Mazda RX-7. Then we've got the Nationals, one of the Nationals leaders, runners, person that makes it all happen. Robbo, Michael Robinson, in the Holden Monaro, super cool car. Wonder if it'll be still grey this year. I don't think he's had time to paint it a different colour. Got a new guy. I don't know anything about this person. John Crossing in a Ford Focus. I'm assuming it's a Mark car. I've been trying to get information on him. I don't have any. Sorry, John. Would love to promote you. Hope you do well. Hope you enjoy the class. Next, we have another local, Tassie Alex Williams in the Mazda RX-7. So they're in the red RX-7, the fast one. Ashley Jarvis in the Holden Monaro, so the Smith family Monaro will be very quick as well. Steve Gangel, I still don't know if I'm saying his last name is right. Seems like a super nice guy from Tassie with the VL Commodore space frame. It's actually Tim Tritton had it, who's got the Honda. It's one of his old cars. I don't know how much he raced it, but I did notice the boys were getting quite excited that it's running again. Then we have Mark Duggan, obviously, in the Aston Duggan Family Racing. You'll know they're friggin' there. They'll have an entourage, big friggin' truck, big stuff. But, you know, try and grab a beer with Mark. Loves a good beer. very quiet man, but get a couple of beers in him. He's still pretty bloody quiet, to be honest. But yeah, go check him out. Go say hello. Steve Lacy in the Mark GTSS. Built by Mark, not built by Mark. I don't know. Something to do with that, but it's a Mark-run car. And Jeff Taunton as well. So Jeff Taunton's one is a little bit more powerful. Steve's is the base model. So that should be interesting to see how Jeff goes. Steve's not talking himself up, but the bloke can steer. I think he'll have a crack. I think he'll be in there. Kim Barwick in the Skyline. Bit of a dark horse. It is a Brad Sheriff, I think, built car or sister built car from my understanding. It is quite quick at Sandown. There was a video put up with it leaving some of the pack. In that video, what they forgot to show was that Jordan Caruso was in front of him. So just keep that in mind when you see some videos. In saying that, super quick car. Hope it does well. Big fan of the Nissan, as you know. And finally, we have Scott Cameron with the VS Commodore. So a great field. Would have been nice to get more, but I don't know about you guys, but I still remember being at Phillip Island. They had like five cars on the grid. So we've got a decent grid in the scheme of things. It's pretty much all 75, 80% bangers, isn't it? Really? Nearly. I don't think there's any. Are there any ducks on there? Not really. Like I said, I think Graham, if it's wet, will be quite quick. So, yeah, I'm saying, I know there's no wood duck. Didn't even mean that joke, but anyway. Yeah, should be pretty cool. So Nationals, this weekend, Friday, you can watch it on NatSoft, as in the live timing. There will be no pictures. And then on Saturday and Sunday on 7 Plus and maybe 7 Mate, check your guides. And I believe they're going to show qualifying and the races. And that is Nationals. And if you want me at the next one because you miss all the great footage and content that I send you, you know what to do. Break out that wallet, open it up. I don't know what's flying out of it. Something's flying out of it. So let's go to, in no particular order as such, because Victorian Sports and Hands and 2 Litre Sports and Hands are both on a level pegging field as far as I'm concerned. Let's go for Vic though, because I've got it in front of me on the computer. So Vic Sports and Hands goes to Winton Raceway. They've got an alright field, considering Winton is always a bit of a struggle to get for round two in the state series to get a good field there. We've got Dean Cam in the Chevy Corvette, obviously, the TA1 Corvette. He's not really a fan of Winton, but he also is pretty bloody quick. So I'd say he'll be, I don't know if he'll win. I don't know. He's got a fair bit of grunt this year, but yeah, there's a couple of boys that are pretty quick here. Warren Cleland. I didn't even notice that he was on here. So Warren is someone that I've had great races with when he had his RX-7. I had my 1ASX. So Warren Cleland's in a Mark 1 Mazda. So that's fantastic to see. Was out there and having a go. Hopefully he enjoys himself. Next up, we have the new Gary, the new Ran, Travis Condon in the Toyota. So he's super fired up. He's going to go out there and be laying down rubber. And he's got some fresh tyres. I don't know if I meant to say that. Am I, Trav? I probably let the cat out of the bag. Oh, they'll notice. Next up, we have Corey Gillett. So Corey comes from TT World. He's in his Nissan Silvia with a Chev in it. So, mate, this is a home track for him. He drifts around here. He could drive drinking beer and eating some fried chicken. He'd be fine driving around here one-handed. So Corey will be one to watch, I think. If the car goes well, they've had some ups and downs with it, but it seems to be going well. Next up, Francois Habib, obviously the current champion. Looks like he's still in his Holden because he's soft and hasn't got his Ford Sports Sedan. No, he's trying to get it ready. So he's working pretty hard to get the Ford Sports Sedan back on the field, but he's going to be in his Dodo machine. John Ippolito in the HSV Club. So he didn't have a very good sand down. So it'd be good to see John turn that around. Jason Lee. Jason Lee, I think, is another local. The name rings a bell from TT World in a BMW E46. Pretty sure I've driven on a practice day with him and when the 300ZX. And he goes pretty quick. The 300 went by him down the straight. But that 300's got a lot of power when it works. Next is Michael Luff in an SS Holden Commodore, so that'll be cool. Don't know too much about him, do I? I'm not sure. I know the name. I probably do. You're probably like, Ran, bloody hell. Anyway, Greg Lynch, HSV, Lynchy's bloody rad guy. Hopefully they have a better again round two. Round one was a bit of a fight for them with power steering issues or a steering rack issue. Cameron McKinnon in a Datsun 1600, a new name to me, so hopefully he does well. I don't do the Victorian media, so I don't know everybody. Adrian Reed in the little mini, was at round one, looked like he was having a lot of fun. Be cool to see some other cars of that power and style so that they can race, because obviously he was a little bit left behind with the modern sports sedans. Only so much you can do with a mini. Dave Shaw in a Ford AU. Vince Stenter is back with the Mustang. They've been chasing their tail with this. Lots of problems. Lots of niggly problems with a new, brand new build. So, yeah, it should be good to see him do well again. That's got a Barra in it, so I know there's a lot of fans of the Barra. Kevin Stoopman in the Mitsubishi Evo 7. If Stoopy gets that thing working, you'd have to say Winton is the track for him to show his business. Four-wheel drive, lots of power, lots of whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And finally, Chaz the Talbot in the Chevy Camaro. So hopefully he's had a few engine problems as well. So hopefully he's on top of it. So that's Victoria. So that's this weekend. It will be on Blendline TV. Blendline do a fantastic job. I've worked with Blendline before. Mate, they're getting better and better. If they put the grid sheet up a bit more opaque so we can see the cars as well, then, mate, you're freaking killing it. Love your work. Love your work, boys and girls. So next up is the 2-litre sports sedans at Calder Raceway. Now, they don't have a super big grid, which is super disappointing. Super, super, super. They are super, though. So we've got Steve Howard in the Toyota Corolla. Steve is a bit of a gun. I like Steve. There's a cool story. Is it a cool story? First how we met and on track and yeah, you would never think we're such good buddies now, but we are. Love him. Good guy. Very fast in that car. I keep wanting him to build a new car, but at the same time, that car's super cool. All staunch and stuff, little tiny wheels and flares and boxy. Very, I suppose, old school sports sedan in a way. Next, we've got James Harris in a Nissan Bluebird. Sharon Stipkovic. Stipkovic. I am so sorry. I am Australian and can't pronounce that properly. In a Toyota 6. I did see her around last year. Awesome car, actually, I think, to get into 2-litre sports sedans. I think that's very smart, the Toyota 86s. They handle well. They don't have heaps of power, but you can put power into them, I do believe. Lauren Talbot in a Honda Civic. That's a new build. Been following that online, so that's going to be really cool to see how that goes. Linda Devlin, she's fast in that little mini. Even popping out babies, she's fast. So be great to see how she goes. George Petropoulos in a Toyota Corolla. Again, sorry, I'm not, my tongue's getting twisted. And Declan Kirkham in a Nissan Pulsar. So it's a small grid. Where are you 2-litre guys? Where are the Pulsars? I don't understand. Maybe it's a sign of the times. We've got no money, do we? We're all broke. Paying rent, paying mortgages, buying food. Paying for race cars. So get along to Calder. I don't think it'll be very much to get in to have a look. While I am a big fan of the big banger sports sedans that breathe fire and eat small children, 2-litre sports sedans is cool. And it's something I've often thought, would I go into that class? Because I think it's much more budget friendly and you can go pretty quick for less money. Simple as that. So 2-litre sports sedans, I think you still have time to enter. Enter. Bow! All right. So something else I want to talk about is timed races in Victoria. So I had a competitor message me yesterday morning, Sunday morning. Monday, because we're on a public holiday. I'm getting confused. And he was talking about how they've only got 13-minute races, and I think they're going to miss a total of 22 minutes less racing than all the other categories that are running, what they get. Now, I personally don't think sports sedans need to do super long races. Now, if you're in like a Commodore or even my 180, like a basic sort of sports sedan, nothing against them. They're freaking cool, don't get me wrong. But a basic sports sedan, you can kind of bang out laps. It's not such a big deal. For some reason, as soon as you space frame these things, put 800 horsepower in them, try and fit a fuel tank somewhere that only just carries enough fuel to freaking start the bloody thing. The engine's next to you. There's a lot of heat, a lot of wear. Fuel's $5.50 plus a litre. You're eating tires, you're eating brakes. Long races just kill these cars. So I understand why they've shortened it. I think there was some complaints, I think, because we're doing 20 or 25 minute races or something like that. I think when they first brought this in, and people were like, dude, that's way too long. So they brought it down to 13 minutes from my understanding. Now, this competitor wanted my opinion because clearly I'm an oracle. No, I'm not. I don't freaking know. I just, maybe I'm me mushhead seen by people. So they want to know my opinion, good or bad. But anyway, I sort of thought about it. At first I was like, bugger off. We don't want to do long races. You're going to wreck it. Don't be dickheads. And he's, and they're like, well, I don't agree. We need to do it. I want to race till the sun comes down and, you know, get bang for buck. Now, I get exhausted after bloody six laps, so I'm pretty happy at six laps. But it's not about me. And they, frankly, it's not about them either. I think it's about everybody. So what's good for the category? So I sort of put a proposal forward because, I, you know, based off around about a minute 30 lap, I know some people are faster and some people are slower, but, you know, you can't please everybody. So let's sort of take a medium time. And if we did race one at 13 minutes, which is what they're doing, you should get eight laps. Eight laps around Winton is good. And then race two, go to 15 minutes, which is 10 laps. And then race three, 18 minutes, which is 12 laps. Now, I also thought, well, they start the timer from when you leave the dummy grid. So you probably want to add 2 minutes to that. So you get 2 minutes to get around, grid up, and go. And you'd be surprised that it definitely would take at least 2 minutes. So that would give us a 15-minute race, a 17-minute race, and a 20-minute race. And I said, look, if people are really, really stressed about losing track time, add the time you're losing from the races to qualifying. You get a bit more practice. You can go out, do a few laps, get some temp into the tires, come back into the pit lane. People can check tire pressures. You can have a, you know, your crew can tell you how shit you are or how great you are. Maybe have a drink of water, whatever. But then you're getting the track time. Now, I think the promoter should do this. Like, if that's what everyone else is getting, I get that. Sports Sedan is going to go, well, we want what everyone else is getting at the very least. Why can't we? We're paying the same entry fee. So rather than just cutting the races to 13 minutes each and being like, oh, see you later, here's the money, oh, bye-bye, we're going to go have a food at the Meriton, let's look at it and create something that works for everybody. So my vote is slightly longer qualifying that makes up the time that you lose, a 15-minute, a 17-minute, and a 20-minute race. Boom. Lots of fun. People get their track time. Sports Sedan survive. If I bring my car, it could probably last 20, do 12 laps around there. My arms will be broken with no power steering. But again, it's not about me. It's about the category as a whole. And I think whatever decisions the category makes needs to be for the category, not for the individual. And I see a bit of individualness going on, which is fine. That's the world. But we need to focus on the category as a whole. So I think that's enough rambling. I wish I had more information for you guys. Again, I'm most likely not going to be at Tassie, so I'm going to be trying to get secondhand information about that for next week to do a podcast. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Rock on, Sports and Ants. Three friggin' lots of racing this weekend.